100 men versus one gorilla. Who wins?
I feel like that's such a dumb... I don't even know how it started. I remember...
It was a tweet.
It was a tweet from...
A random dude.
And then, from my understanding, Mr. Beast retweeted, and that random tweet said the N-word. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, Mr. Beast, are you hacked? Because this isn't like, what do you mean? Everyone retweets things. Like, it doesn't mean that they're saying it.
That's true. Right?
He was just trying to get the context of like 100 men versus one gorilla.
Yeah.
And he deleted it and reposted like just the 100 men versus a gorilla. But and then it just started blowing up like the question. But honestly, dude, that gorilla is wiping these dudes on the floor.
I just love the memes that came out. Like there was one where it showed like Zeke from Attack on Titan, you know, and he kills all the humans and he leaves one human and then he just starts talking to the human. Like it's like when the gorilla, you know, meets the last man standing. There was another one that was funny. It was a Twitter post. He said he lists the 100 men he would pick. He was like David Goggins. He's halftime speech. Ray Lewis, introduction speech. He's listing all these hardcore, like badass motherfucker Mike Tyson. And then he put his dad when I gave him the wrong wrench. Like I was like, this is so funny, dude. Oh, man.
But yeah, anyone that says the 100. I mean, like if we had weapons involved, possibly. But if it's just hand-to-hand combat, that gorilla is just taking everyone out, dude.
What's funny, well, I thought that the gorilla would win until, like, there was, like, did you see the TikTok of the specialist?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but...
He was, like, the gorilla could probably take out, like, you know, maybe 20 or 30, but he has so much muscle mass, they're not known for stamina. They're going to get tired out.
It starts getting tired. Oh.
They're going to get tired out, and then that's when the humans can win.
I know that stamina is an issue, but I feel like when it's a life or death situation, like anything goes. Anything goes. I mean, it's the same thing for the humans, for like the men, you know?
It's funny because GSP put his two cents in, and GSP is like a mixed martial arts fighter. He's champion. I think he's only lost twice, but he's talking about, yeah, dude, like, I met a gorilla once and the gorilla like, you know, like came up to him and then like put his back towards him saying like, this is my most vulnerable spot. You can't do anything to me. And then like people in the comment section of GSP. So he's like, oh yeah, the gorilla's going to win, of course. And the people, all right, I would like to formally want to kick GSP out of the 100 men list. Like,
That's so funny.
Yeah, but the memes were gold, man. Like, you know, the gorilla's doing like funny, like circular things. And
I've seen like the when the gorilla wins and he just like lays down and sleeps and stuff.
I saw one where it was like a DJ and he had a portable like DJ booth and he grabbed the kid's head and he was scratching the vinyl with the kid's head. He's like, this is what the gorilla would do to the third human that approaches him.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so let us know who wins.
Let us know.
We gave you our two cents. That thing got mainstream because I was seeing it on like sports shows. Like it got fucking mainstream.
Yeah. When it's something that's funny and doesn't necessarily like dictate like anything political wise or anything like that, it'll usually take off everywhere. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Ruby Chan. Hi, Nani Dusky.
Ruby-chan with Daniel as well. So today we have a couple of topics, actually. We have GTA 6 and some possible delays. Mm-hmm. We have Destiny 2 and Star Wars collab. Mm-hmm. We got Dr. Lupo cheating. What is this? We have Xbox raising prices. Mm. And then Sesame Street, PBS, and NPR are not funded anymore by the government.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that. Let's start with what we did this week. And what I did this week was I went to the Ren Fair. I went with a few friends, coworkers, and also Roberto. And Roberto bought a sword. He bought a sword.
So much for saving money.
But what's funny is, because
how much was the sword?
At the Ren Fair. Okay.
Did it look super realistic? Let me guess the price.
It was realistic, but it was a replica that is not sharpened.
120.
A little less.
100.
No. I mean, wait. No, you said 120. My bad. No, more.
150.
More.
200?
Yes. Shit. So there was like different locations at the Renfrew that sold swords. Mm-hmm. Most of them were replicas, mm-hmm. which were like not forged. It was just like, I don't know how the manufacturing process is, but they're fairly cheap versus like an actual forged one. Yeah. The forged ones were like $600 to $800.
I could believe that.
And I mean, the forged ones looked way nice. I mean, like the replicas are clean, mm-hmm. but when you look at a forged one, it just looks like it can just shatter every other sword, you know? But yeah, his idea was to get a forged one, but when he saw the prices, he's like, nah, it's not going to happen. So he bought the replica. And originally, he was going to buy a claymore, which is his weapon for Dark Souls in every Dark Souls game. But the handle was different. And it did come with the sheath, but it didn't, like, look nice while it was with the sheath. Mm. He bought one where, like, it has an extra, like, emblem on the side, and it kind of, like, falls into the sheath, and it's, like, super smooth. Like, it's a really nice feel. And, yeah, he got that one, and it's actually really nice. And it fit in his... He brought a costume that had, like, a little place to place your sword. It was able to fit his sword with the sheath. So, like, the rest of the day, he was just, like, holding it and had it in his little thing, and it was funny. He just felt like a badass. It was cool. It was cool.
And you cosplayed, too, right?
I cosplayed, too. And then I hit a bullseye. I did a dagger throwing, and I hit it, dude. And then what's funny is I hit it with my second-to-last dagger, and then the guy was like, do it again. I was like, all right, and I threw it, and I actually hit, but it didn't stick. Mm. So, and he was just like, failure. But they let me walk up to the target and take a picture, because normally, like, they don't let anyone pass a certain point, and they're like, they paused everything, let me go to the target, and I got pictures with it. Other than that, what else did I do? Oh, I went to the Hollywood event for one of our friends, and you, that starred in a movie, and it was actually really good. I liked it a lot. It was good because of the timing, too. It wasn't, like, too long, but it wasn't too short. It was really good. And it was, I feel like, to the point for the time, because the one we watched before, the roller derby one, it was a good story, but
the pacing
the pacing, like, it just went on and on and on. It's like, bro, like, just get to the point already. So I loved it. And it was called Richie Wants to Go to the Hospital. Yeah. Just wants to go to the hospital.
Yep. Yeah.
Really good, really good. What else did I do? Been doing the gym. Oh, I got a run this week on Saturday. I'm doing the OC Night Run.
Nice.
Which is going to be... It's not officially like a timed run. It's literally a run where there's concerts like every... I don't know how the distance of each concert, but you're able to run, get to a concert, dance, enjoy the music, then continue running. So it's not going to be a timed kind of thing. So it's just for enjoyment, but I'm still practicing my running. So I ran today, I ran yesterday, and I'll keep running this week at a slower pace. I normally like run 10 minutes a mile, but I've been running like at 13 minutes a mile just to keep my heart rate high, but not too high. And then just kind of keep pace with that and seeing how far I can run. But yeah, that's me. What about you?
Went to the LA Festival of Books and met Percival Everett. Didn't finish the book before meeting him, but I said I enjoyed the hell out of it. And met John Chu, who's the director of Crazy Rich Asians and Wicked.
Yeah.
And I had to tell him, man, like, with John Chu, like, I stopped recording, but my initial thing was, dude, man, that first shot of Wicked is fucking sick, man. And then I stopped recording. I was like, dude, I don't know how you didn't win an Oscar. He won directing awards last year for, like, for Wicked, but he didn't win for Oscars. Anora? Or no, not Anora. The other musical one, which is weird.
Oh, yeah.
Which is controversial, too. But I was like, man, Wicked was so good, man. And I told him, dude, thank you for representation, dude, because, like, Asian... He's like, yeah. He's like, well, we still got a long ways to go. It's like little baby steps. But I was like, man, but it's a lot better than before. But man, but he really was touched by that. I was like, he's like, thank you for representation. He's like, oh man, thanks, mate. Saw John Chu and then also saw Big Sean, and he's getting a Nintendo Switch too. if you know, you know. That's all I'm gonna say. But yeah, Big Sean, he made like a motivational book, and Jay Shetty did the intro, which Jay Shetty's podcast is absolutely fantastic. Jay Shetty and Mel Ryan, I know our podcast is dope, but their podcast is dope too, because man, I like to complain about work a lot, but they've changed my opinion on work. So like they're changing my opinion, perspective of life. And I feel like, dude, if you're like alive and breathing, like that is just, that's enough to be grateful for.
Something to be grateful
that's
for.
That's enough to be gratitude for. It was funny because I was listening to Bobby Lee's podcast, and Ari Spears and Bobby Lee had beef when they were working in. They recently just squashed a beef, but Ari Spears is just never happy. And like the cast of Mad TV is like, dude, we're very lucky. Like, you don't understand. Like, we don't work a normal job. We work in the entertainment industry. We're just so lucky. Like, we're not millionaires, but we're lucky that we can provide or, you know, live life. And a lot
do
of
that.
Yeah, a lot of them said, dude, if you're breathing, man, that's enough to be grateful for. So thank you, Mel Robbins. Changed my perspective. still playing Slay the Spire, but it's a lot easier. Like doing that Ironclad run. I'm chipping away. I'm at Ascension 7, so slowly but surely.
Is it because you understand the game or because Ironclad is just a better character?
I think he doesn't have a lot of defensive options, which is, but he fucking, he's like a glass cannon, I guess. That's,
yeah, even though like he's the class that has defense shield, I mean, in terms.
I don't know. He has more attack options. But I think to win as him or to win Ascension 20, because I haven't really tried it and I don't want to play this way, is to use the block.
Yeah.
And use that as attack. And I don't want to do that.
That's the way I was playing, but like I didn't know the game enough, so like I still wasn't even able to beat the first.
It's more satisfying to like get demon form, which fucking that's a dope ass card. Where you get strength, you get 3 strength every turn.
Yeah.
And limit break and double your strength. And if you upgrade limit break, you could do it unlimited. Man, after like 2-3 turns, you just wipe everything out. It's satisfying just wiping everything out. Like, cause the other two guys, they don't have good attack options.
Yeah.
So did that. No, went to the movie premiere and
forgot who you played.
Yeah. Forgot who I played. We didn't win the award for best comedy, but damn. I was like, shit. And damn, Richie didn't even get nominated for best actor. I was like, damn. I was like, really? Because I think Richie did well.
He did good, yeah.
But it was crazy because like 2 people came up to me. They said I was the best thing in the film. And I was like, and I don't know what movie you saw, but I was like, okay.
But you were like, the funny thing is, I don't know how you did it, but you were the comedy relief in a comedy movie. Like, you know, like everything was funny because obviously the idea is this character gets hurt and he wants to go to the hospital, but things keep like preventing him from going to the hospital. And there's a moment where you come in and you're another reason why you prevent him from getting to the hospital. But when you pop up, it's just like unexpected, you know, like no one expected to have a character like that. So I think that's why it's funny.
I thought the lady at the end was the best
part.
Yeah,
dude, she was like, I'm not going to lie, you guys did good. But when she comes on stage, it's like she's a movie like person, like a real movie person. I know she's a real movie person, but like there's just a difference of like knowing how to act and like it was natural.
She's like an acting teach coach.
Yeah. Like there's a part where she's just like where she doesn't give Richie's name. She says someone else's name. Mm-hmm. And Richie, the actor, is just like, that's not my name. And she's like, no, I know, dear. And then like she like says something back and then she's like, isn't that right? And then that person's name again. And it's just like, he's just like, fuck, I that's not me. Like you have dementia. You think I'm someone else, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems so like realistic.
But it's crazy because, like, so the films that did win is the films we never saw. They were in a different day. I was like, damn, I kind of want to see the films, dude. There's this guy that won. He won two awards. And I remember the movie's name. It's like A parentheses Way. Away.
Away.
It's coming out on Apple TV and Amazon. So I'm like, I want to watch that shit, dude. Yeah.
But I think the director watched All Days?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't think he did. That's too much, dude. Yeah. It was 8 hours every single day for what, 3 days, yeah, 4 days?
I was like, I'm not down. I'm not down for that, dude.
Of like different films that got nominated?
But yeah, so I want to write a screenplay. But I want to write, I think, I don't know, man. Like, I think I should start something small.
Yeah, yeah. Start small.
But they also have screenplay awards at that thing. So I'm going to submit. I got to do it by September.
But like, I just want to ask a question just to understand that. Is a screenplay, no one actually makes it. It's just like someone reads a screenplay and then it's mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, this was a really cool screenplay. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
So yeah, it's like $1,000 award. But it's like I think it's like $50 submission.
And I'm pretty sure like if you get like nominated and it's like really, really good, they'll like try to get you a director and then mm-hmm. like, you know, get it filmed and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty cool actually. And this is a newer thing, right? This was the second year?
Fifth.
The fifth. Oh, I mean, I guess it's not like that brand new, but it is newer.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I bought the screenwriting software. Not the $200 one. Bought like probably the second best option. It's like $80. I was like, but I guess it's like, I mean, you technically don't have to buy screenwriting software. It makes it so much easier because if you didn't have it, to format it would waste time.
ChatGPT.
Interesting. I don't know. That might work, actually. I don't know.
I mean, you can have it like make the format and then you just like add or fill out like
I don't know. Like the way the screenwriting software works, it makes it like so much easier. Yeah, I don't think.
Or how about this? We'll do a competition. I'll use ChatGPT to screenwrite and then you write
shit,
it.
Shit, you'll write the screenplay for you. Shit.
I'm like, I'm done.
Shit. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if people use ChatGPT to write screenplays or come up with ideas.
Yeah, yeah. I think the idea thing probably helps them a lot.
Yeah, but other than that, that's it. Let's start.
Let's start. So let's start with that first one, which was GTA 6 getting delayed. But also, actually, I didn't even watch it. You told me to watch it. I didn't watch it. GTA 6 getting delayed till next year, 2026 mm-hmm. May, mm-hmm. which I guess that was the original one for this year, and then it was going to get pushed back to October, supposedly. I mean, like, later in the year, and then they announced, like, no, it's going to be next year. But they had released a trailer, which mm-hmm. is not too long, but a lot of people are saying that, like, watching that trailer is like, okay, this is actually pretty dope, and I'm kind of excited for the game now, even though it got delayed. So it's making people kind of, you know, not go crazy over the delay and just be happy that the game is even coming out in the first place.
It looks good. I have to admit. You know, oh man, dude, that's going to make $1 billion. It probably cost $1 billion. Okay. Damn, I don't know. Would it cost $1 billion? Or half a billion, maybe?
I think it's close to a billion, but I don't think it breaks the 1 billion because I feel like as a game company, like you always try to save where you can, you know, and because you never expect to know how well your game is going to do. I would say 750,000.
That game million. Is probably, I'm going to say it's going to be $80, man, I think.
I think when it comes out, it'll, which actually we should just jump into the Xbox after this shit too.
It looks amazing. It looks like it's going to be like a love story, which is.
There's a male and female mm-hmm. lead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. There's no. I mean, I guess we don't know it yet.
I think it's a female lead, to be honest. I still think it's going to be a love story.
I know that this trailer had both the male and female, like, it showed a male and female, like, counterpart. I'm not sure if they're going to be interchangeable,
Damn. You think the game will cost $100?
There's a possibility. They could get away with it. There's a possibility. But I think they'll do like... I feel like the $100 price mark would be like you get a bonus. Mm. But there's probably going to be a base game that's going to be like $80. I feel like they'll get backlash if like they release any version. Like if the cheapest version of that game is $100, they'll get backlash.
I heard there's going to be a basketball game inside the game. And people are like hyped for that.
I mean, that's something I've always enjoyed. Like when I played Final Fantasy X, we had the
Blitzball,
and then the card games in all the other Final Fantasy games. Like just like the when they like don't work too hard on like adding a mini game, but like it you can tell like there was some effort put into it, and it's actually kind of fun. Mm-hmm. That's when I really like that.
Damn, that's gonna be the next midnight release I would go to. I think like I can't think of anything else. It's crazy because, like, man, I'm not a fan of, like, the newer GTA. I like the older ones. I don't know why, but I still want it.
Yeah.
Like, even though, like, I didn't... GTA 4 and 5, they're okay, but... And I'm not too high for 6, but I want it still. Like...
Do you think before we get GTA 6, we will get an announcement for PlayStation 6?
Ooh. It's possible.
I think it's possible.
It's possible.
Do you think it'll be... okay. So we both think it's possible. But do you think it's more likely that we'll get any type of news of a PS6 at the end of the year? Or would it be closer to the beginning of the year?
It'll be Summer Games Fest. Whenever they do like the E3
really?
Season.
You don't think... what's his face? The Game Awards.
Oh, it could be.
You don't think Jeff Keighley is going to get an exclusive?
It could be. Either Summer Games Fest or Jeff Keighley.
I feel like Jeff Keighley... Is Summer Games Fest first?
Yes.
I don't know. Because I feel like Jeff Keighley... Like, he doesn't necessarily pay a lot. He just has the hookups. And I feel like he'll win this one. Hmm. He'll win this one. And if anything, it'll be at the Video Game Awards. Which, do you plan on going?
I don't really care.
What if you like? What if everyone that attends? I would GTA 6 free.
I only want to go to the after party. I don't want to go. I want to meet the creators.
There's no like public after party.
Yeah.
There's none like Bethesda. Which honestly, dude, I'm sorry. I fucked that up for us.
What?
That Bethesda party.
Oh, no, it's all good.
I had to sleep early.
It's all good.
And then it never next happened
time,
again.
Next time I'm going separately. So I could talk to fucking Shinji Mikami. God damn. I could have fucking... I was next to Shinji. I remember... Oh, shit. It's Shinji Mikami, dude. Holy shit. I would have took a picture with him. Fuck.
It happens. But yeah, let's talk about Xbox raising the prices. Hmm. It's not a specific number. Well, it is a specific number. It's what, 25%?
Yeah.
For everything.
$80 games, I think.
$80 games. I think it's...
Which is, it's so crazy because, like, which Xbox games
are but this is for physical editions.
Yeah, but still.
So let's make this clear. This is for physical editions.
Does Xbox even have games? I'm just kidding.
Damn. So if you're buying anything digital, you won't be affected by the price hikes. If you're buying a console, you will be affected by the price hikes.
Yeah, everything went up, like the consoles, the accessories.
But the thing is, what's funny is, so Nintendo had announced the Switch 2 with these price hikes. And everyone was like, Nintendo's the villain. But now that like the tariffs are happening and like everyone's kind of increasing their price, I think Nintendo was just smart as fuck. They just saw everything in advance. I mean, I'm pretty sure that wasn't the case for them, but like it just turned out for them like, hey, actually everyone's increasing their price, so yeah. It's actually okay, you guys.
It makes me not... I mean, I didn't want to get an Xbox. They just made it harder for me to get another Xbox.
The thing that sucks is like, I don't know. I still want to collect physical games. Like even if I don't plan on playing the game, there's games I want to buy to physically own because they just seem so cool. I have what was it called?
Sea of Stars.
But I bought both a digital copy and a physical copy. I have the physical copy sealed, and then I'm playing obviously the digital copy. And I like that's just such a cool game. Like I would want to keep that like sealed at this point. I don't want to open it.
I'm gonna be play devil's advocate. I was not a fan of the game. Dang.
No, but like the thing is, like it was they did such a good job promoting it. The graphics are nice. Like even if the game is shit to you, I just think they did a good job on how they packaged the game in general.
I'm not saying the game was shit, but
the mechanics sucked.
No, they hyped it up to be something, and it wasn't that.
I mean, like, I don't think the developers hyped it up to that point. I mean, there's just, everyone is just like, this is the next Chrono Trigger. Like, yeah. No, it's not. Like,
they said it, and they even hired a guy that did the music for Chrono Trigger. Like, it's like, dude, it's not Chrono Trigger. Like, it's not even close. Like, supposedly, there's a fucking rumor that Chrono Trigger is getting remade, dude. Supposedly, because it's a 25th anniversary. And this Square Enix was like, oh, yeah, we're going to announce something about Chrono Trigger. It was like, a lot of rumors are like, oh, shit, they're going to remake Chrono Trigger. So I was like, fuck. But, I mean, I'm not talking about Sea of Stars in general, but I think a lot of games are fucking trash right now. Like I've said it before on my TikToks, and I've saw a tweet. They're saying, look at these fucking game companies pushing out $60 incomplete games. I'm like, yep, I totally fucking agree, which it's another segue, but there's three games that are just killing it and they're below $60.
I know.
Clair Obscura, Blueprints, and Arc Raiders. Arc Raiders, we don't know the price yet, but they don't think it's going to be a full price game. But those games have shitted on incomplete AAA games. And I'm like, yes. Yes. Thank you.
What's funny is, so it's $60 incomplete games, and now it's going to be $80 to $90 incomplete games. Mm. So... And it's only going to get worse. Like, I at some point, it's going to break the $100 barrier, and there's still going to be incomplete games.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, too, though. Like, I think I saw a TikTok where they were saying, no, games have to be $80. Because he was saying, like, he's talking about AAA games. He was saying the development, like, of making these huge games, it's gone up. Like, the cost has gone up dramatically. Like back in the day, it didn't really cost that much to make a game like that. Now I was like, yeah, I do agree with that.
Yeah, but the thing is, so right now it's $80 because of the tariffs. This is only because of manufacturing issues. This has nothing to do with the game CDO. So that means it's only going to increase even more. So not $80.
I'm okay with paying $80-$90 for a complete well-made game, like a fucking Elden Ring. But a lot of these game companies are not making great games like Elden Ring.
That's
I agree.
And it's dumb because like the model now is just like it's kind of, I don't know who started it. It's always been a thing for Steam where game companies will like be like, hey, here's our game for $50, which is like at the time was a full price game and was like, it's not complete yet. It's still in beta or alpha. But if you keep, you know, we'll keep building onto it. And by the time like they like release the game, no one wants to play anymore because it's just past the time.
You know what would do well? Like, it's kind of stealing someone's TikTok's idea. Have you ever seen that dude where he's like, I play this game for an hour. If I don't like it, next.
Yeah.
But you know how you do the Steam thing? Like, I'm going to play this game for whatever that Steam return policy is. Yeah, I'm going to decide.
2 days.
I'm going to decide whether to keep it or not. It's 2 days, and like, there's a time limit too.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's 2 days of time. I think it's like 24.
I don't think so. There's a time period because I know I returned PUBG and I made it before the time period.
There's a game I returned because I didn't realize I had $30 of credit, which is what I used to buy Clair Obscura, Expedition 33 for $15.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's swagger jacking that guy, but you're just like, okay, you know, we're going to do the Steam return.
Yeah. This,
I'm going to get, but you know, people don't like that guy because he kind of has bad takes. But I mean, I guess the, I don't know if he's doing it for controversy or.
But he, I mean, the idea, like, even though he has a bad take, I can't put the fault on him because a lot of games don't get good until past, like, true. A few hours.
True.
You know? And so he's giving himself an hour of playtime, and it's not even going to be, like, a full, like, legit hour because he's, like, learning the game at the, as he goes. So, like, he could just get, like, Clair Obscur, a lot of it is just, like, a story in the beginning, mm-hmm. and that's, like, 30 minutes of that game. And then he just has 30 minutes of actually playing the game, and it's like, sick, true. But it's because the game is so good right from the get-go as soon as you're starting the game.
Yeah.
But there's games where, like, it's just like, oh, here's how to fight, and it's like another 30 minutes of learning how to fight, and then it's like, that was an hour. This game was shit because all it just was training me, mm-hmm. you know? So I feel like it. A lot of his takes are not just on him. It's just what he learned from playing that 1 hour. Okay. So that's what it is for me. But you talked about a game, so let's bring up. Actually, did I? Never mind. Oh no, we're gonna talk about Clair Obscur Expedition 33. I've been playing it. Got to the first act. Game is fantastic, dude. But the thing is, so this game has like a beginner mode. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's still difficult because the game relies on you either learning how to dodge or parry. Parry is like a much smaller window. You have to be exactly on time. The dodge is a much bigger window. But the thing is, when you parry, you can counter. If you dodge, you won't ever counter. So it takes a lot longer to kill a monster when you're dodging. And I've seen a lot of reviews where like people that are not that great at games want to enjoy the story, but they can't even play even on the easiest mode because it's so so difficult to get that timing down. But the game itself, I mean, I'm a masochist when it comes to these type of games. Like, you know, I have two friends that are over leveling to play the game. Mm. I'm like not essentially like I wouldn't consider myself over leveled, but there was a boss where he was a giant. Mm-hmm. My friend was like level 35 and he was just like, I think I'm under level for this. I'm like, bro, I beat it at level 20. Like, just don't be afraid. Just hop into the fight. You'll learn how easy it is. And the thing is, there's even parts where there's a section in the beginning of the game that tells you like, hey, you're probably under leveled for this. And the thing is, even when you're at the appropriate level, the monster will still kill you in one hit. So you have to get everything down for timing on the parry or on the dodge. So even if you're under leveled, it doesn't matter because it's still going to take just as long. But I'm really digging the game. The story is amazing.
What I heard about it was an ex Ubisoft employer wanted to make his own game. He hired the writer off of Reddit, found the music composer off of SoundCloud.
Yeah, the SoundCloud thing. That's what I wanted to bring up because you talked about Sea of Stars hired the like Chrono composer, and now this dude just hired a dude on SoundCloud, and the music is fantastic, dude. There's some fights where like you just like stay there like with the beat, dude.
What trips me out about the Chrono Trigger composer is like when he was making the game music for Chrono Trigger, his hard drive crashed and he lost all the music.
Yeah, so remake that shit?
He had to remake it from memory. So he's like saying the music you hear in Chrono Trigger is not what it was.
Yeah.
It is. It's, I wish I had the original.
It would have been better.
And the music is already good. It's like, damn, the music is already good. But he was like so depressed when his hard drive crashed.
Yeah, I would be depressed too. Fuck.
But yeah, I mean, well, eventually I want to pick. What's funny is I remember Clair Obscur, I think it was Summer Games, when they first showcased the trailer, and my initial thought was, oh, it looks really pretty, but yeah. I didn't think it would do well. Yeah. I was like, it looks real. It reminded me of Persona. I was like, dude, this is Persona, man.
Yeah, it was a small team of, I think, 30 people. And yeah, like, I mean, they killed it. There's characters in there that you just fall in love with, like, It's so good. There's two characters that you meet, and in the beginning they talk about how they're enemies, and like later through like small context, like throughout the game, you learn that like, technically they're best friends. Mm. And it's just like, fuck. And one of them can't move. So it's like it's just, it's really good. It's really good.
I think that in Blueprints is going to win Game of the Year. Maybe Claire, I think, has the upper edge, but I think those two are for sure. Split Fiction is going to get nominated, but I don't think Split Fiction will win.
I feel like, yeah, Claire Obscura, Expedition 33 will win an award.
It's going to win Best RPG.
If GTA 6 doesn't come out, Game of the Year.
Yeah, but it's going to, I can't think of an RPG that comes out that beats
Claire. The thing that I'm scared about is, I know people have beaten the game already. No one's talked about the ending of the story. I don't know if that's a good thing on my like For You page on my TikTok, or if like it's just not that good when it gets to the end. But I mean, we'll
I
see.
Hope there's a sequel. Like it just, I wouldn't mind if it's open ended ending.
We'll see. We'll see. But I'm curious if it's like the whole idea is there's like someone who's like changing the number, and when the number drops, people at that age die. I'm curious if it has similar stuff to like Final Fantasy X, where like, you know, when a guardian kills Sin, they have to kind of like become that again. It's a never ending battle.
I'm gonna add Arc Raiders. Fuck. Rest in peace, Marathon. That's all I gotta say. Fuck, man.
And all because of one thing. Proximity chant.
I think it's that, and the stakes are high. I don't think Marathon has that. The stakes are high.
But I'm curious. I we had talked about this before. Shroud had talked about how this, he didn't feel the stakes were high in Marathon. But I think it's because he was playing in beta, and it just doesn't feel the same. Because, like,
Arc Raiders is alpha.
I know, but like, he's able to play it in public. When you're able to play something like publicly, you have like the stakes feel different because there's people watching you and stuff. When you're playing it in private and you know like all your stuff's gonna get deleted anyways, like you don't really care. You just have a don't give a fuck attitude and you just do shit. So I'm curious, but I know Shroud is like a professional gamer, so he probably has a bigger say than I do. Like a much more knowledge-based stuff on games than I do. So only time will tell. But the biggest thing is, like you said, like proximity chat. Like we've already seen clips of like people getting down and being like, don't kill me. I'll do whatever. And you know, like the funniest shit happens. But we're not going to get that with Marathon because there's no proximity chat.
They're
dropping the ball and the game hasn't even come out yet.
Man, Arc Raiders. The only thing I don't like about it, it's third person. I think it should be first person, but I mean, that's small. Yeah. Nothing too major. But I know it's made from the guys who made the finals. So I'm kind of like, the only thing I'm worried about is what is AI? Because the finals uses AI.
I like it,
but damn, it's like kind of a slippery slope. Yeah. So the part of the finals that which is AI is the announcer.
Oh,
he's like, and team Alpha has got the, like the way it's done is like, oh gee, it's kind of exciting, like team Alpha with the first kill. But I mean, which is weird because Street Fighter has something like that. They have you know, like they have evil commentators. Mm-hmm. They have that, like, oh, Ryu with a Shoryuken whiffs to punish, like, but they're using AI with the actual Evo announcers.
Oh, shit.
So I don't know, like it's one of those. It's cool. I think it makes it look exciting.
If it's just like a voice / announcer guy, that's fine. I don't think.
But once you let the cracks in, yeah, what else can you?
Once you open the floodgates, yeah, it's gonna get crazy. So only time will tell. I feel like people, like the game studio isn't gonna say anything, and then people will find out like, oh, this is AI.
But Arc Raiders reminds me of if Helldivers and Tarkov had a baby. And The Division. It reminds me of all three.
Haven't watched a full gameplay of like a round of Arc Raiders. I've just seen clips.
It's crazy because like you think you're safe. You'll see the enemy from far away and that thing could jump all the way up.
Oh yeah, I've seen that, which I mean, it looks like a glitch, dude. I've seen it, like the spider, like robotic thing.
Or the missiles. Have you seen the missiles?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the missiles, too. I mean, the missiles don't seem like a glitch, but I've seen the spider one where the guy, like, shoots it with a shotgun from, like, miles away, and it just, like, starts flying. It doesn't even show, like, a jump on him. It just starts flying towards him. And he's just like, oh, shit. Like, didn't expect it to just fly towards him like that. But it just looks glitchy because of that. It doesn't have an animation of it jumping, or it doesn't have, like thrusters under it, so it doesn't even look like it was meant to fly to him.
It reminds me of H1Z1 too, like old school.
Yeah,
H1Z1.
I can see that. I can see that. I guess keeping it on the game topics, we had Destiny 2 and Star Wars, which I guess I'm the only one excited for.
Oh, wait! Before we, did you pick up the Berserk stuff? And I'm gonna say you didn't.
I didn't
because of the price. I saw a TikTok. And they're breaking down the price, $140. It was like 20,000.
Yeah, you have to get every piece individually. Oh, I thought it was going to be what they've done before, where they, like, during a special time, you can play the game and have a chance of getting these drops. No, they're just like, you just buy the fucking shit. And it's just like, what the hell, dude? So now I'm worried about Destiny 2. Because I hope they're doing a collab with Star Wars. They're doing the official announcement on September, and the actual collab comes out in October, but I'm hoping it's not a paid collab. It's just, let me play the game and unlock the fucking armor and stuff. Like, that's the way it should be done, dude. Like, make us play the game, make us do what it's normal to do to get the gear. Like, don't be like, oh, you don't have to play the game, just pay us another $100.
You know what's a cheap way to get some Star Wars cosmetics? Fortnite. You could be Jar Jar Binks.
It's not the cheap way. It's like $60 for a character.
No, it's not. This bad. You buy the battle pass.
Oh my god,
$10.
And then I gotta play it.
Yeah,
I gotta pay and play.
Yes. Or you could pay level
and pay
up.
More money to get unlock all this.
Just pay to level tears. Up. And...
Nah, no, thank you. All right, that was just a short one. And then we have Dr. Lupo cheating. So we're not talking about just any game. We're talking about the game. The game of life.
The classic game.
Chess. So he was doing a tournament, apparently. And he was playing someone. He lost the match. But he was, I guess, switching screens, and it switched to a little game model that he was using to, like, do the moves that the opponent was doing, and he was copying whatever the AI was doing. And how do you feel about that?
It taints him, because once you cheat, it reminds me of when Sammy Sosa, like, he hit a baseball and the bat cracked and there was cork in it, so he's cheating. So it kind of, like, taints all your previous accomplishments. Maybe he didn't cheat with the cork bat before, but just because you get caught once, it taints your reputation, dude.
Like, you've had 100 home runs. I don't know how many of those were cheated.
Yeah,
you've had 100 wins.
Who knows? What, dude? Wasn't he? He has cheated before. Wasn't he the dude that was playing Destiny with the Zim?
I don't remember. I think, dude, I feel think like that was. Is a thing, but
that's cheating. Using a fucking mouse and keyboard for a fucking controller game.
While you look it up, I don't know. The thing is, like, specifically for chess, there aren't many people that are, like, too famous playing chess. So I feel like he did the game a solid by bringing news to it.
Dr. Lupo used a Zim back then. Ooh, okay, yeah.
But it wasn't that big of a deal.
I used a Zim on a console.
Yeah.
That's cheating. Fuck.
I mean... Yeah, it's cheating, but it's not as cheating.
What do you mean?
Because, I mean, he is going to be like a better player, but he still has to be good in the first place.
The precision of a mouse and keyboard?
It's a lot better, but you still got to be a good player. Because there's people that can use mouse and keyboard and still fucking suck ass.
True.
But yeah.
If I could use mouse and keyboard against controller players, I would dominate. I'd be top 1%.
I feel like, I think the... So I tried to defend him. I always just like to play devil's advocate, but The thing is, I don't think he's a good chess player. I don't know him as a chess player, but what if he just wanted to have more content on chess? So he's just like, I can't get taken out super fast. Let me, you know,
no,
let me
that's
cheat.
No, nope.
To that continue is,
nope, nope.
Making content on chess?
Nope. For a tournament? Like, I understand, like, if it's...
If it's I mean, what if playing? He wins? He's like, I'm donating the money.
nope.
So no possible reason to cheat in your mind.
Unless he was like someone put a gun to his head, his life was threatened. There's no, but yeah, other than that, there's no reason for you to cheat. If you lose, you lose, fair and square.
I think what would have been funny is if he set himself up to be like such a great player, and then he's like, actually, guys, I don't know how to play this game, and then plays a tournament, knocked out first round. That would have been good content. It
taints his reputation, man.
It's like, true.
What else has he cheated? I mean, he's cheated with the Zim. Yeah. So
he is a cheater.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Was it a tournament thing for the Zim or no?
No, but he was playing. I remember him using a Zim.
I remember like something similar. Like people were calling him out on it, and he's just like, dude, I'm just playing it a different way. But
dude, you know who doesn't get a lot of credit is Tyler One. That guy's a fucking gamer, dude. He's a fucking gamer.
He's mastered chess. He's mastered League of Legends.
You don't understand. You know what he's doing right now?
He mastered World of Warcraft.
You know what he's doing right now?
No.
He's playing Street Fighter. And on his first day, he's fucking learned. Like, he's learning fucking. He's a gamer. That guy has a high IQ. Like, I think a lot. You see him rage a lot, but people don't realize that guy has a fucking high IQ, dude.
Yeah.
He's a fucking gamer, dude. He's like fucking learning Street Fighter right now, and he's enjoying it. He's like, oh, I could see why people like this competitively. Chess? Fucking. He destroyed me in chess. He would destroy me in chess, man. Holy shit. This guy is he's unusual. Anomaly, dude. Anomaly.
I should probably learn a fighting game, because I've never really like mastered a single one. I mean, like, not mastered, but gotten good enough where I would consider myself like intermediate to you know, this beginner
is,
pro.
This is how good Justin Wong is. Like, he used to be on the Dan the show. We can't have this show anymore, Cross Counter TV. But he used to be on the show called Cross Counter. He's like, oh, I'm gonna beat this guy with just one button. No special moves, no combos. He just knows everything that the player will do. And he knows the frame advantages. He just one button. Chipping away at this guy, one button, dude. That's how good. Whenever I watch Justin Wong play, because Justin Wong shows up on my FYP for Marvel's Capcom, and people are using the top tier characters, and he just uses, I mean, he doesn't use like mid tier, I mean, the top tier, but it's like mid tier. Man, he's another beast, dude. He is another. The way his mind works, I'm just like, fuck, this guy's a god, dude.
But Justin Wong is good. Daigo's better. I'll never forget that.
I think Daigo will never. Daigo can't beat him in Marvel, though. Like, Marvel, I think no one could touch Justin.
You never know. I feel like it's kind of like similar for with me running now, like, the day of like the actual run, like a timed run, people usually get much better times than what like everything they've been practicing, because on that day you get like adrenaline, like you just like you don't feel anything, like you just keep running, and all of a sudden like boom, like you beat your best time. I feel like it's similar in games, like when like it's the last tournament, like everything's on the line. People bust out crazy ass moves out of nowhere, dude, and didn't even expect it themselves. So like anything goes on that day.
That reminds me of Alex Valle, Cali Power. Like, he was fighting Bonchan, I think, in one of the tournaments. Heavily underdog. Alex Valle used to be good back in the day. Like, he would play against Daigo, but he's lost his skill. But Man, I don't know, for on that fight, he read Bonchan like book. Yeah, dude. He read him to a T. He just played.
He had foresight, bro. Like, he played. The adrenaline was pumping so much, he could see shit happening.
Flawlessly. I was just like, and he played it with like a not a top tier character, which is crazy.
But I love that, dude. Like, that's the shit that I love. When like a character, like someone that's like not expected to win like anything at all. And they just come out of nowhere and it's just like, boom, they're just taking fools out. And then like, or even then, like, even if they made it just like barely with their, you know, the skin of their teeth to the end. And then like that end one is just like, they like kill it, dude. Play that shit perfectly. I love shit like that, dude. I kind of want to like, I want to learn how to play a specific game really well for me to get in a tournament and like try to be that person. Just come in out of nowhere and be like, I'm never coming back ever again.
Evo.
But I kind of, low key, I want the game that I want to do that on is the, what is it? The Riot game, the fighting game that they're going to come out with. But that's still, I'm assuming a while away. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But I need to train on other games because, like, I don't have a game that I've, like, learned well enough. So I feel like I shouldn't start with a new game learning it like from the get-go. I should just learn how to play a game now and then get to that point. We'll see. So that was Dr. Lupo. And then the last one, Sesame Street, PBS, NPR. National Public Radio?
Maybe. Let me find out. I listen to it. I don't even know.
Yeah, National Public Radio, NPR.
NPR is so good.
But yeah, they're not being funded by the government anymore. But I think PBS has set themselves up to be funded by everything else but the government. I think 15% of it comes from the government. And then we just need to make up that percentage now. So I think they'll be set for right now. But yeah, I think over time they'll need bigger assistance. I don't know about NPR. I think
they get a lot of donations. I think they'll be good. We'll see. But
yeah, usually they don't have to worry because, you know, whatever they don't fill gets filled by the government. But now it's going to be
I know for sure why the government took out NPR, because they talk trash on the government a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and then
very critical
for Sesame Street. It's because it's educational, and like, it's insane to me. Like, I know everyone has different views, but like the fact that they don't want to educate kids. They want to, like, have the kids.
Do you know why, though? They said it promotes communism.
Because, if someone isn't smart enough to make own decisions, they can just make the decisions for them. I understand that. Promotes
communism.
It's insane, dude. It blows my mind that
Sesame Street's innocent.
We're going back to, like,
it was created to help people that are underprivileged learn.
I mean, we won't have, like, shit like this anymore. You know? Like, people won't just be speaking their mind because it's going to be bad. It's going to be... Someone's going to be, like, listening to this and be like, nah, we got to stop that right now.
Mm-hmm. Can't criticize the government.
Yeah. Can't do nothing.
It's a sad day. But I think they'll be... They'll still be here, but it's just...
Damn. They'll be here, but, like, the thing is, there's a time limit. Like, if this whole thing lasts for, you know, a few years, things are going to go away.
It's crazy.
It's even going to happen now.
They say they want to, like, promote free speech, but they're, like, banning books. This is like, damn.
Yeah, they're banning free speech. But the thing is, it's like a mixed bag of things. Because, like, they're saying, like, they don't want to ban free speech. Because they still think that there's people that are, like, believe him no matter what he says. But then there's also the people that, like, no matter what he does, they're like, no, he's making the right decisions. It's all, like, temporary right now. Like, it's fine. It's fine. Like, he's just doing it to, like, get rid of certain people. It's like, yeah, everyone. Everyone that is essentially not the people he wants here. I feel like we're getting political now. But it's true, like, not turning into a free country anymore. And it sucks. It's scary. I mean, we're in California. Immigration stuff hasn't hit so hard compared to other states, but it's happening here.
I mean, no, like, the scary part is like the people. Oh man, we're getting political.
Yeah, just do it.
I don't understand the people that are like citizens and got deported. Like, yo, and they're not bringing them back.
The thing is, so that
That could happen to anyone.
Yeah, the thing is, it's not like, about immigration in general. Like, if you're not the type of person that they want in this country, you're getting deported, whether you're a citizen or not. Mm-hmm. So, like, right now, it's going to start with, like, anyone that essentially is a different race. You just deport you whether you're a citizen or not. And then once that happens, once they, like, get only the people they want here, it'll be like, okay, if you don't have the mind of, like, what we want you to have, if you're trying to still be like a leftist, a liberal, we're going to deport you. And then it's like, what country do you deport you? Go to El Salvador. Go to, like, he plans on reopening Alcatraz. Go to Alcatraz. You know, like, he wants to get rid of everyone so that it's just whoever follows him is in this country. That's the idea. And eventually, I hate to say it, it's going to be white people. That's what it is. That's the idea. It sucks because we have so many people that are like, don't want that to happen. But I think we can't come up with a decision on what to do. Fund one area where it would help us fix issues. What? I feel like we're too like scattered.
What I'm worried about when the term is done, they're like, all right, you're done. It's like, nope.
Yeah. That's what I'm scared about.
You know that happened in Korea? But
you guys had martial law, right?
Oh, was that there's always been shit like that. But anyways, no, there's a guy in Korea that he probably revolutionized a country, but he's like, nope, your term's done. He's like, nope. And he's like, I'm gonna stay. And I mean, he changed it. He was good, I guess, for the country. I guess people could argue he was not good. But what happened was the Korean CIA just assassinated him. I wonder if those CIA agents got in trouble. That I'm kind of curious about.
But yeah, like, I don't know. It's scary. I mean, I like to think that he won't last the full term. Like, I mean, wise of impeachment, like, they're trying to, like, just get rid of him. Nothing, like, I feel like nothing has happened publicly because they're trying to, like, make sure they have all of their ducks in a row before they even announce, like, oh, we're impeaching you.
It's not going to, the impeachment wouldn't do anything. I mean, we already did it. It's not going to.
I mean, it'll stop him from continuing other decisions, and then we can bring someone else in, I guess.
They got to do what, I don't know what, they got to do what Korea did. Just fucking protest the shit and got the,
I mean, they're out. Banning protests. So soon we won't be able to do that either.
Oh, what's interesting is I was reading up, I forgot where I saw it. There's a way to protest that disrupts, like, the police can't handle it. So, like, police are known to handle, like, if it's a protest of 100,000 people, they can take care of it. But if it's a protest of 1,000 people spread out in all different locations, like, all around the city, if it just, they can't handle that. All
right, let's not promote riots.
Oh, here. Yeah.
Whoa, keep it down there, sir.
We got banned. This is the last episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm sorry. I apologize to the government of the United States.
But yeah, like, I mean, there's different things we can do, but I feel like we can't come up with a decision unanimously, kind of do the thing. Only time will
tell.
I wonder
what they're saying the ports are like empty. I wonder to see how, if it's a scare tactic or it's really bad. And
I think it's really bad. Mm. I think it's really bad. And only time will tell. I think you'll see it from like the stock market probably. It'll just keep going down. It'll probably start next week.
My stocks are going up. Oh. Mm. I don't know about you. Scary times.
Yeah, scary times. We try not to get political, but, you know, sometimes it's just scary. All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.